Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello and welcome to Make Me a Musical. A little late today. Thanks, Andrew.
Oh, we're doing fantastic, though. Thank you, Jess.
So what have we got today, Andrew? You came up with like the best idea, and I'm into it. I'm ready for this.
Yeah. Well, you had a really bad idea. You wanted to do Catfishing, the musical. And I was like, that sounds terrible. What if we did Catfishing, the musical?
I was sold. You know? I was sold. So this is about the legit sport of catfishing.
Yes, a legitimate sport where you catch catfish. And there's no other meaning to the term catfishing.
So catfish are named for their prominent barbels, which resemble a cat's whiskers. Catfish range in size and behavior from the three largest species alive.
Very interesting so far.
You need to have, like, the very basics. It is not as easy as catching normal fish, it sounds like.
So why is catching catfish more difficult?
I don't quite know. I think they're just smarter and better and significantly larger than most fish. Like, you need this weird, like, toilet paper, like, you know, like one of those noodles? You kind of need a pool noodle to catch a catfish.
Okay.
It's called noodling.
Where are they found? Like, where do we have to set this show?
Ooh. They're found all over the world, but they live mostly in the United States. So it's the largest catfish ever has been found in the Missouri River.
It's going to be a southern show.
Yeah, it's going to be a real parade here.
Missouri. Okay. Honestly, I'm kind of into it so far.
So, should there just be a catfishing contest? Should we be, like, really that big into it?
I feel like it's got to be... You got to have a character who finds catfishing and is, like, just drawn in. And it's about that. And maybe he meets somebody and they fall in love.
I love it. But also, it has to be online. Like, they're just watching him.
No. Here's my thought.
Okay.
So, okay, you want to tie it back into catfishing, right?
Because funny joke.
The funny joke is there. What if they do meet in person? It's not over the internet. But you tie it in by having the person they meet be deceptive in other ways.
What if it's like a Willy Wonka situation where they're being blackmailed? Like, they're being paid by the alternate team to try to throw them off the game and learn all the secrets.
Oh.
An emotional catfish.
So they fall in love, but... it's still all about the tournament, and then he realizes that, like, hey, you were using me or whatever. It's one of those stories, you know.
Yeah, it's one of those. And then they have the second act breakup, and he's like, oh, I'm doing worse than the catfishing tournament.
But then he decides he's going to focus on the catfishing tournament, and that's all he cares about. And maybe he wins, but he realizes he's still not happy, and he feels like he's missing something. And that's when he meets back up with the person that he's fallen in love with.
Yeah, I'm into it. All right, so...
Because, really, the hardest catfish to catch is true love.
fuck you for one. So there's a bunch of ways to catch a catfish. It's not, as I said earlier, there's not just one way where you just throw your bait in the water. I'm sure you'll get there, but that isn't the real way. So there's one way called jugging, where you throw bait in and then you... basically throw it in with like spray paint or some kind of bottle that is your bobber. There's another one called lib lining where you literally just tie your line to a tree and wait. Rod and reel where you really need a really long fishing line and you need some really heavy duty hooks. And then there's noodling where you use a pool noodle.
Wait. We got all these different methods.
I know.
This is like a bunch of different songs already.
Exactly.
What if it's not like he meets one person and falls in love? What if it's like he's trying to get into catfishing and he meets a bunch of different people and he feels like he likes all of them and their personalities are sort of like based around the type of catfishing that they do?
The method they use, yeah. Kind of like a Ratatouille like situation.
The guy that ties it to a tree is just like super laid back and is like, yeah, just like I like catfishing. I just kind of chill here, you know.
And in the end, he has to use all of them to catch his catfish, which is bigger than all of theirs combined.
Oh, man. But he also has to figure out which one he wants to
have his mentor. Have as his mentor, which is kind of like the main romance story. It's more of an Obi-Wan situation, and he gets catfished by an Obi-Wan that, like, is taking advantage of him, and he should have stayed with the one we all knew was the good Obi-Wan, and then that one is...
Okay, can we agree the bad one has to be the pool noodle guy?
Oh, yeah, the noodler. The noodler, come on!
The noodler has to be the bad
Actually,
guy.
Actually, no,
I mean,
I'm gonna argue differently, because the noodle one is the cheapest one, and that would be, like, the most homegrown one. He would be the one that kind of does it out of love, and all the other ones are, like, doing it because, you know, we got the money, we got it, and we got these corporate sponsors, and he's like, I do it because I know what I'm doing. You don't need no expensive hooks or nothing. You just need a pool noodle.
I mean, I can kind of see that, but at the same time, I just want the noodle guy to be the bad guy.
We'll workshop that. There's an argument for both sides.
Well, let's see. We need to start the show somehow. What's this guy's name? Like Jim Bob or?
No, I feel like he's like a raised in New York and then he moved to Missouri and he's just so excited.
Okay.
Like so a he's fish out of water.
So, okay, a catfish out of water. So, yeah. He's what's his name then? His name is like
Neve Schulman.
Neve.
That was the guy from the catfish documentary.
Neve Schulman?
Yeah, that was his name.
Okay. Well, why don't we just change a couple of letters on that? How about Steve Buhlman?
Let's just call him Ned. Ned is a good name.
Ned Flanders.
No, something Midwestern. Ned Martinez. That's
fun. He's from New York.
I don't know.
Is this a big city? Is this like a big city boy moves to the country and doesn't understand it? Or is it
I
just
think
like
his parents were from the Midwest, and then he spent most of his life in a big city because they moved for work, and now they're coming back home because, you know, the economy.
All right. So Ned Schulman.
Yeah. Ned Schulman. He comes back home and he's like excited because he's always kind of like been more of a country boy at heart.
Why does he want a catfish?
Because that's what his grandpa used to do.
And he's like, I gotta get back to my roots.
Yeah, like okay, the grandfather died and then they get the house and that's why they're coming back to Missouri.
And he sees some he sees some catfishing equipment and he's interested and he's like,
and then the old man that lived next door who used to catfish with grandpa all day, a little older, in fact he's the one that taught grandpa how to do it, sees him and he's like a little grumpier, he's a little harsh, and he's like, oh, why don't you train me? He's like, yeah, you don't got it in you. So he goes to like all the other folks.
You ain't got the spark, kid.
A little bit. A harsh tough love kind of guy. And so he's like, I'm going to try anyway. And he teaches himself and he keeps coming. No, no, no. You're doing it wrong, you little twerp. You hold it like this. Ah, you ain't done with that noodle and stuff. You got a limb line.
I want him to like get involved in some sort of catfishing community.
Yes.
And he meets up with different people to learn their methods.
Exactly. And the grandfather, it's like Mean Girls situation where he takes him, he's like, you don't sit around that group. That group is the bad ones. And Thursdays they wear orange. Because they go hunt on Thursdays.
Yeah. So, I don't know. What are the methods again? Like, what do we have?
Let me pull up the page. Sorry, I've been like searching through other things.
We have jugging. I know jugging was a good one.
Yeah, jugging is like where you use a jug as your marker instead of like a fishing bob.
Okay, so what I picture with the jugging guy, we get a guy, his name's like, you know, Bobby Joe, Jim Bob, you know, Southern name. He's like a bigger guy and he's in a jug band. He's in a jug band, but he also likes jugging for catfish.
Yes, I love it.
And he plays a jug band song about jugging for catfish. And Ned, he's like, you know, I don't really know if this is for me.
He's like, it feels wrong. Like, this isn't the way I learned.
So, but then we get a fun jug band song, you know? Yeah. I feel like that's... Act one has got to be just learning these different methods and meeting these crazy characters and getting some fun songs.
Yeah, and none of them are evil. Like, they're all competitors, but none of them are really mean against each other. I don't want it to
be
like...
No, they just... They all think that their method's best, and that's, yeah. You know, that's that.
Then you got the Rod and Reel, which is a real big energy one where you really throw it off. There's also one called Yo-Yoing, which I think is really fun.
Okay. So Rod and Reel sounds like it'd be expensive. Is this like you have to have good equipment?
You gotta have
this
has gotta big, be like long rod
this is like
reel.
A rich guy.
Yeah,
this is like a rich guy. He's got like a business suit and like a yacht, and he's like, "Yeah, let's go catfishing."
And he's like teaching him like the best way to do it is to do it for the money. I catfish for the money.
And then Ned's like, "So if I wanted to use this method, which it looks pretty effective." How much is this going to cost? And then he, like, whispers it in his ear, and then Ned's
what?
Funny gag, you know, something like that.
And then, okay. Originally, he's doing this because he wants to... all right, I got this. I figured out where the rest of this narrative goes. So his next-door neighbor, harsh at first, and then they grow together, and throughout Act 1, they teach each other a bunch of things. And then they're about to go catfishing together. That's their big thing. Like, when they go on the catfishing tournament, they're about to go on the lake together. But
yeah.
The night before, he suffers a fall, and he dies, the old man. And he's like, oh, no.
No.
And he has to take on... That's the end of Act 1. He has to take on the catfishing tournament all by himself.
I don't want the old man to die from a fall. Can he just die peacefully?
Yeah, he dies peacefully.
He's, like, super old.
Yeah, he's coming back to join his friend in the sky, his grandfather.
Yeah.
And then he has to go up against all the other people we set up as super competent, super smart. And in the end, he has to use the old man's ways and a little bit of everyone else's ways. And even though all the other old men lose, oh, there's got to be one lady. The lady can be the yo-yoer. She's the older lady on the thing, and she's just a yodeler.
Wait, how do you yo-yo for a catfish?
Oh, shit. It's like basically like pulling it in and back in and letting it out really, really fast.
Oh, it's like fly fishing then.
Yeah, a little bit. You have to have a specific kind of reel.
I want it to be a younger lady then. Can we get like a can we be like a Gen Z-er and they're like yo-yoing?
Yeah, I love it.
I don't know.
I
really want this to be. I want it to be like super over the top. Like,
oh yeah, this is not a subtle thing.
These are like absurd caricatures based on the type of method they use for catfishing, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I don't want these to be like real people.
No, these are fake cartoon humans, but...
Yeah, these are like cartoon characters.
And I don't want there to be any romance between him and the Yo-Yo Girl. It's just like platonic friends, like...
No. They're just... They're all competitors, and he's only there to learn from these people.
Yeah. And she, like... is new to the school, and she's like really excited because, hey, there's gonna be someone you know at school when we get back in the fall, and that kind of energy.
Yeah,
like same age, contemporary, but he has to use bits of everyone's stuff in the end, so even though they lose the competition, they're just so darn proud that he was able to use their methods.
So the second act is
the competition, basically.
Do we kind of open with the old man dying, basically, act two?
Yes, we do.
And then he gets kind of emotional. I think act two is like he considers giving up because he's like, man, I've never found my own method. I don't know how I'm going to do it. And then
he finds a missing letter from his grandfather.
And then he realizes that he doesn't need his own method. He's got everything he needs already.
Yes,
from everybody else.
He's got the heart of a catfish.
And then he wins the catfishing competition. However you win a catfishing competition, I don't actually really know.
I think
really
the rich guy has to be the only one that is evil enough to kind of sabotage him. So he does something to sabotage, but he overcomes. If we're beating like the narrative structure of what we need to do. The rich guy gets intimidated by how good he is.
None of the other guys doing catfishing like the rich guy either, because the rich guy only does it for money. He doesn't do it
for the heart of the sport.
Everybody else does it for the heart of the sport. He just does it because he's like, man, this is easy and I can buy really expensive gear.
I look cool doing it, and it's great being the best.
Yeah.
I mean, we all feel that way sometimes. So, it wraps up, he's the winner, and everyone is there, proud of him, and he gives a speech dedicating it to both his grandfather and the old man that taught him all the best ways. Missouri.
Yeah. And, I mean, I don't know how you end it, but I guess maybe all of the ones, everybody except for the bad guy, get together and just sing about how cool it is.
Yeah, I know how we end it. We end it with next year's catfishing competition. And everyone's using his way and coming up to him. Like, there's a bunch of new kids interested, and you're like, tell us your way, main lead character. Or Ned Schulman.
And he's like, man, I can't teach you my way without teaching you everyone else's way.
You gotta figure that out for yourself, young man. Or woman. And then he's the old... Or we could skip about 60 years in the future and he's the old man teaching everyone the ways, but it's played by the same actor that played our old man. You know, like George Takei at the end of Allegiance.
Yeah, I can see it. I can see that. I mean, overall, I think this is a very simple show.
This is like the most simple. Like, Ben Brantley would be like, well, I mean, it's competent, I guess.
Ben Brantley would be like, I don't understand why I should care about catfishing. Catfishing is not something that anyone should care about.
My God, these podunk hicks. What do they think this is? Who do they think we are? This is Broadway.
Okay, but I think we get a variety of music styles here. You know, everything from, like, jug band music to, like... I feel like we could even throw in some, like, you know, hip-hop, country, everything.
Agreed. I feel like everyone has to have their own style. Like, it's not just country music, but it does take place in Missouri. And everyone calls
it
Missouri.
Well, I don't want it to be country. I want it to be, like, bluegrass, too.
Yeah.
Because I think that's just
Bright
better.
Star. So we get Steve Martin...
No, Steve Martin's not involved. Steve Martin is not allowed to be involved. In
no,
this.
He plays the old man, the cranky old man.
Okay, never mind. He can be involved. He's the old man.
But he has to write at least one song, and he plays the banjo himself. That's the only reason why I want to cast him, is because he can play the banjo himself.
The old man gets the true bluegrass song.
Yes, of course.
I really want there to be a mix of music, though, that everybody has their own style. And then maybe what we could do at the end is have kind of a genre-like combination. Like, you take one thing from every style that we went through and kind of combine it in the end song.
I love it. I love this. I want to see this musical because I feel like it would make me feel good.
I feel like it's just a feel-good show. It's just a show you'd watch and you'd be like, you know what? For some reason, I like catfishing now. And that was just some fun, you know?
All right. So we agree Steve Martin's starring and doing the score.
Steve Martin gets top billing, but he's not the star. He's the old man's secondary character.
Yeah, he's like the George Takei.
Yeah. He can get top billing, but we find somebody who's more talented to play the lead.
Yeah, I think we got a musical here is the sad thing. I know we're only 20 minutes in, but I want this. So what's the old man's name? Let's figure out names real quick.
The old man, he's lived in Missouri his whole life. He's got to have some sort of Missourian name. I don't know.
What about David? David feels like a Missourian name. Old man David. Never learned his last name.
What about Davey?
I like old Davey. Old man Davey.
Yeah.
I'm into it. I love it. We got Ned Schulman. The girl, I feel like she should have like this really I don't want to say androgynous, but kind of like Alex or something. Like something that could be both like masculine and feminine, because I feel like she's being torn in both directions in a good way.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of what that name could be. I guess Alex works fine. We can use Alex. It's fine.
Or even like Chuck, like one of those kind of names, like a girl called Chuck.
Oh yeah,
I like that. I'm into that.
Okay.
All right, and then for the other four versions, the Jug Man, I imagine like Elliot or something.
Elliot is definitely a good name. Yeah, we can use Elliot.
Limb lining, that guy needs to be like calm as shit. He needs to be like a Garfield energy. Lorenzo.
Yeah. Lorenzo just sounds like chill. I know you're stealing it from the Garfield
yeah.
voice actor, but the name sounds like chill AF.
Hey, it doesn't matter where you get your things as long as you get them.
It's true.
Rod and Reel
what
Guy.
About the Rod and Reel Guy has to have like a New York City like stock broker name.
A Kevin.
What about Chad?
I like Chad feels too easy.
Brad?
Brad, that's better. Hi, I'm Brad. I got a speedboat. Let's go catfishing.
Brad. Get in my speedboat.
Then the Noodler. The Noodler needs to be like a gruff and tumble kind of works with like $5 and nothing else kind of guy.
Yeah. How about Harper?
No, Sparky, some kind of like nickname type name. Scruffy.
Nickname type name. Scruffy is too stereotypical.
Yeah, but something like that.
I got nothing.
What if they just call him Griff?
Griff? Isn't Griff a real name, though?
I mean, yeah, but that's more likely going to be a nickname.
All right, we can use Griff.
Like, he has a real name, but they call him Griff.
Sure.
All right, and we got all those characters. They got their own... I don't even see this as being a two-act musical, honestly. It's like a cute one-act. Like a very well-executed one-act, like Come From Away.
I'm kind of feeling like this would have Come From Away energy.
I mean, that's what we're going for, isn't it? Like, there's probably not as dark an emotional through line as Come From Away, but it works.
I mean, it's got an emotional through line. Obviously, there's no, like, 9/11 type stuff going
no.
on.
No.
But, you know, we got an emotional through line.
With his relationship with the old man and his, like, former relationship with his grandfather and all that. I imagine his grandfather's, like, a Gusteau presence in his life, like Ratatouille.
I don't want him to be a character, though. I feel
No.
See, like,
photos.
He can, like,
that.
Have pictures of him and stuff, but I don't want him to, like, talk at all.
I don't either. I think a letter at the end, maybe, and that's as much. Like, he has to have, like, this presence that you feel, but you never see him.
I'm down for that. Now, who would write?
We know Steve Martin's doing the music and playing the old man. I think Janine Tesori would do a very good job since she did great with Violet.
True. Violet is a good one.
But I want that feel of Come From Away, and those guys really nailed that style.
Let's just get them all involved. We get the people from Violet, the Steve Martin guys from Come From Away.
They all
just
come
bring
together.
Them all together.
Irene Sankoff would, and her husband David Hein. They would be who I'd choose.
I mean, come on. It's a... It's a catfishing show.
Come on, man. Is it based on anything? No, not even a little bit.
It's based on catfishing.
The movie, the documentary, it's about like that? No. Like literal catfishing. Well, you know what we need to do, though? There has to be a scene. There's got to be a nightmare scene where we like see like demon catfish coming after him. Like that has to be like a thing that happens in there. Or you get to have all these catfish puppets coming at you.
Yeah. I think... I mean...
Like, after his first
know.
Night of training, and he's just like, I don't know what method I should use, and he, like... Then a bunch of catfish start attacking him, and we
just have the catfish... Catfish nightmare?
Exactly. Spooky catfish hell dream.
Okay. I'm fine with it. Although I was really picturing the set being like super minimal.
So was I. I was expecting these to be like on sticks and all that, and like just minimal. Gets the idea across. You know,
get the idea of the catfish nightmare, but you don't have to go over the top.
No,
with it.
No.
It doesn't have to look like The Lion King.
No, or even like Spooky Mormon Hell Dream. It doesn't have to be that intense either. I think we got a musical. It's a sad thing. I want to see this.
I feel like this is another pretty good one where this is a subject we knew nothing about, and somehow we managed to make it something that I think is interesting.
Yeah, that's a sad thing. Like, even on premise alone, I was like, what? Who would make this? And now I'm like, I kind of want to see this.
Yeah, I mean...
That's the unexpected joy of this show.
I'm down.
All right. There we go. Andrew, we did it. We made a musical.
We have created the world's first catfishing musical.
But not about that kind of catfishing. You know, the obvious one we're not doing.
The obvious one is too boring, I think. It's just like...
Yeah, I agree. You know what that show is already. You've seen it in your head.
I also feel like it would be very easy for that show to be ridiculously
cringe.
Problematic.
So cringe.
Extreme cringe, yes.
I mean, already it feels like, you know, setting people up for failure. Watching the show now is like the most depressing thing in the world.
Yeah, so instead we did an uplifting, wholesome show about
catfish.
The sport of catfishing.
I don't even know if people do it for sport. Like, if you got a fish that wasn't a catfish, do you fucking get disqualified?
I don't know. It's a sport now, though.
We made it one for the concept of this stupid musical. All right, you guys, what did you think of this musical? What do you want us to make into a next musical? Let us know. But we'll see you next week, probably, on Make Me a Musical. Cue the music.
I forget what song we use for this
one. There we are.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but
yeah.
Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.